driver's license for illegal aliens thing is back because Schwarzenegger is insisting he wants a color, a different color for the license. And Fabian Nunez, who's the a Mexican socialist
assembly speaker,
has agreed, let's go for the color. That's something Cedillo doesn't want to go for, but Nunez is like pulling the issue away from Cedillo, basically saying, shut up, Gail, let's go for the color and
end this thing. He went further than that. His quote from the Copley News Service is, put a star on it. I don't care. We'll do it. Which looked like he took a shot at Cedillo because Cedillo is complaining that making it a different color or having a mark is like when the German Nazis forced Jews to wear the Star of David. Now, I thought that was a knock by Nunez against Cedillo. Enough already.
Listen closely to this tape because you can interpret it two ways. The Schwarzenegger's ready to do a deal, and we got to stop it with the constitutional amendment. Or he's playing a shell game, whereas once Nunez...
Again, your provisions for security aren't good enough.
Because listen to him ramble on about the provisions for security, and you tell us what you think Schwarzenegger's talking about here. What kind of security provisions would actually satisfy him? I don't think any exist, because there's no way to practically vouch for all these anonymous illegals that come tumbling over the border.
Not if they're going to come here with the foreign documentation.
And phony documentation. So we're going to play the Schwarzenegger thing uninterrupted. He veers all over the map, but stick with it, and then we'll see what you think. Roll the tape.
Fabian Nunez has said that he will accept driver's licenses for illegal immigrants with a mark. Would you be willing to sign something like that if it reaches your desk?
Well, it is very important to understand what he means by a mark. You see, because they have come to me many times and said, okay, we solved all the problems in as far as security checks are concerned and so on. And then when you look into it, you find out they haven't solved the problems. I mean, by just fingerprinting people and looking at the background without knowing who they are and what their names are doesn't make any sense at all. We have to first establish who are the people. And he could not come up with an answer. I said, look, you guys know there's 50% of the matricular cards are falsified. They're not real. They're not the real people. They just have name. Same as with driver's license. Same as with social security numbers. All of those kind of things are just, it's like, you know, it's like a variable. It's a lot of variables. There's no constant there. So it's very difficult to say, okay, here it is, the person. That's his real name. He was born there in Mexico or in Guatemala or whatever it is. So that's what makes it difficult. So therefore, they did not address the security issue. Now when they say a marker, I want to know exactly what they mean by marker. I have already made it very clear it has to be a different color driver's license. So it's very clear that says on it foreigner or whatever or immigrant or whatever on it, you know. It doesn't have to say illegal immigrant. I'm not into that. I just, you know, to make it very clear that this identification is only for driving and not for anything else.
Would you like it to be, like, not seen, invisible, maybe like in the
I want it to be seen before you pull it out of your pocket.
I mean, the difference of it? The difference?
Just the glow.
But, I mean, the difference of it?
And yeah, different color, exactly. There has to be a different color, and it has to be very clear identified that this is a driver's license of an undocumented immigrant. That is the thing. That's exactly what I want.
Governor,
and otherwise, there is no such thing as getting a driver's license for undocumented immigrants.
Governor, someone like
way to go, because we have to make sure that that everyone understands that this should not be used for creating more documents for yourself. That should not be used for opening bank accounts or anything like this. You can do all of those things, but this driver's license is only for one thing, and this is what you've been fighting for, and this is to drive safely and legally.
Someone like the Utah governor approved a driver's license for undocumented immigrants.
It's fine with me. There's all kinds of different governors out there. I do it my way. I do it what is safest for California. This is a very unique state. And I promised the people when I was elected, when I campaigned, that I will make sure that this state stays safe and that we will not hand out driver's licenses that are not marked. I always said it has to be, the security issue has to be addressed and taken care of. And then we can take care of the driver's license. If anyone wants to just drive legally, then that driver's license will do the job.
See, he's invoking the safety issue repeatedly there at the end. He's talking about terrorism. He says California is unique. To my mind, he's saying, we've got the border with Mexico, and people are pouring over the border. You know, the governor of Utah, that's the state she talked about, right?
Yes.
They don't have an illegal problem. They don't have a border problem. They're safely tucked away. They just, you know, they're isolated. We're not isolated. We're wide open. It seems like he's using the safety terrorism card as a way to say,
It's never going to be enough.
It's never going to be enough.
Because these people are not citizens to begin with, and whatever they come to prove their identity, we can't trust. Is that what you're reading?
That's what I'm reading.
Yeah.
I never know what to make of him when he starts talking about driver's licenses. I never really know for sure.
That would be the point, to be purposely vague to give both sides hope.
Right. So he's agreed to do it if there's a change of color and all these security provisions, which are left ambiguous, because who are you going to go to vouch for literally 2 million illegal aliens?
I don't know, but I'm sure they're all going to be buying insurance.
Yeah.
So what happens if they come to him with a bill that has a different color license? Let's say it's green, because that's kind of funny. Green card, you get it?
Going by what he says?
He's just
going
to look at the security part of it and say not good enough.
Right. Last year it was the color, this year...
But, you know, hearing it again, especially that joke he made about it's got to glow, almost sounds like he's being dismissive. I'm being ridiculous here to make a point. It has to glow, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's and clearly Nunez, and we got to keep an eye on this guy, is willing to compromise.
Yeah.
Calling Schwarzenegger's
bluff
of the color.
We don't know him well enough yet.
No, he's new to the Mexican socialist scene.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's as far metcha, though, as Cedillo.
No.
I think there are different gradients
in
this.
What you have to understand is that much of the Californian Democratic Party in the legislature has actually been taken over by Mexico. You have Mexican agents making demands. And
they're pawns like Jackie Goldberg.
You know, I mean, they're Vicente Fox has actually got, a legislative team actively working to promote his goals. You ask Vicente Fox what 5 things he wants for illegals, and ask, Cruz Bustamante or Gil Cedillo or Nunez or any of these characters, it's the same agenda. It is about giving legal acceptance to Mexican citizens. And Schwarzenegger apparently doesn't have a problem with that on some level. And he's wrong. Giving them a different colored license is nothing benign. It accepts them into society. It violates our federal law. It violates the will of the people. And it will lead to many, many more illegal aliens pouring in. How Schwarzenegger can have a goal of balancing the budget while at the same time giving hope to illegal aliens with a legal driver's license is beyond me. Because the more driver's licenses you hand out, the more illegals we get, and the more billions we have to spend every year on them, which leads to endless deficit, endless debt, and a complete neglect of every priority that U.S. citizens want here in California. The more you're spending on them, the less there is for us.
Take away this option. Go to SaveOurLicense.com, get the petition, get the signatures. Although Mike Spence told us, how many are out there already, John, potential signatures?
2 million potential signatures.
Signatures, right.
300,000.
Is more than enough if those come back. So if you have those, sign them and get them back.
We always get in this thing where people get them, they either get them mailed or they download it. Fill them out. You only need 6 or 7 signatures.
Hey, send it back. There's only 3 or 4. Get it in.
Yeah, just get it in.
That deadline will come sooner than you think. All right, we'll talk about this some more. And with you, 1-800-520-1KFI.
John and Ken Show, KFI M6.